Y'all take turns milking.
Well, she does milking when I was working a lot.
I milk too.
We got a little cow fire, she give mine and yours. Well, she will give it full. 12-quart water bucket full out of milk.
Well, she gives over 2 gallons.
You milk them in a what?
We got the barn up there. We got a barn, a stable. Let her go right in that barn and milk her and turn her back out. Feed her, turn her back out.
Yeah. Any place, special place where you'll milk her? Or?
I've just got a guy place to milk.
In the stable.
And down here now, I've got a little pasture down here. Well, on this summer, we'll move her down there, and we just go down there and milk her, leave her in that lot down there, and she's up all time. We start to hardy.
Is the pasture fenced in?
Yeah.
The lot? Is
yeah.
It?
We got about 3 acres in the lot there.
Yeah.
And fescue, it'll get about that deep in there. And she just stay there and eat, and we feed her, milk her.
What about some of the buildings you had on the farm?
Well, we just had that house and barn and a wheat grain. We raised lots of wheat, and we had a building fixed that when we got the wheat threshed, we poured the wheat in that wheat grain to keep it. And we'd load it up then and go over yonder spring mill and have the wheat ground. We ground our cornmeal.
How much would you take to the mill?
Oh, we'd take maybe 6 or 7 bushel at a time.
Yeah. You wouldn't take a full load?
No,
You just
you couldn't
take
keep it that long.
You just take it.
Yeah, I've got my corn sheller still over here at the shop here. You ever see a corn sheller?
Yeah. Put them in, turn them around. Yeah. Had spikes on it.
Yeah,
we've shouted this way too.
Yeah.
And we had a grist mill up there at Cave City. And there used to be one down here on the creek. We'd shell up about a bushel of corn at a time and take and have meal ground. Maybe we'd go once a week or twice a week.
And well, one time since we'd been married, you know, I went and shucked some corn, and I'd taken a real bad cold. And he said, don't never shuck any more corn. I guess that was the last turn I shucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, people back then had pretty hard times. Well, now we all we had plenty to eat. We raised our meat. We raised our lard. And, we're all the ones around here that raised our meat this time.
Mm-hmm.
We killed our own hogs. And I've got some to kill for another year.
Yeah. Did you ever see them wild ones that come up?
Yes, sir. I've killed lots of them wild ones. I've had some wild ones.
Taste any good?
They get fat on these acorns. They'd be good. Used to be an outside range here.
Yeah.
And lots of white oak timber. Well, I've seen the ground, you could just take a scoop shovel, scoop of acorns up off the ground. I've seen hogs get the fat they couldn't walk.
Them wild ones, they call them?
Yeah, they get fat too.
They call them, do they have any names for them?
Wild hog.
Yeah.
That's all we call it.
Ridge runners? Or?
Yeah. I had 27 head up here. Boy, now they was wild. I've shot them right out in the woods.
How wild were they?
They said, wild, they put you up a tree. They got a close to you. I've thrown several saplings.
Boy, I tell you, our boy up here, he